This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. The number of people who are behind bars in America is much bigger than it was 40 years ago. In fact, it's 5 times higher. That means a lot more parents are doing time, and having a record can limit people's ability to get a job, find a place to live, and provide for their kids. A local program is trying to help dads get around the obstacles and back on track with their families. Adonaiya and his sister Evelyn are clutching hundreds of those tickets games spit out when you win. We're standing in Dave & Buster's, which is the loudest, blinkiest arcade I've ever seen.
Look at all these tickets, it's crazy!
Thick snow covered the roads this morning, but hundreds of folks turned out to this free Christmas party hosted by PB&J, a nonprofit that provides a full spectrum of assistance for families, including parents who just got out of lockup.
What are you guys going to get with your tickets?
I don't know, I'm trying to save still.
I want to get a teddy bear.
Evelyn says she's glad to be at this big Christmas shindig together with her family, and that's the goal. Christina Cishek, PB&J's special events coordinator, has been greeting folks at the door all morning. Food's on the right, she says, games are on the left, and you can play any game you want as much as you want.
For the kids, it means the world. They get to have fun, they get to meet Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. For the parents, it's less stress for them, and they're able to provide something special for their kids where they normally might not be able to.
Joseph Shaw used a program for fathers at PB&J to break the cycle of drugs in jail. He says sometimes the desire to provide for your family is part of what compels parents to turn to crime.
That's why you go back to that, because you want to buy your kids clothes. Like, you want to be able to have money to take them out to eat or if they're hungry. And so that's what makes you get that drive to just do whatever it takes to provide for them, even if it's wrong.
It was around the holidays in 2012 when Shaw left jail after several rounds in and out on drug-related charges and linked up with PB&J. He says getting back into the swing of things can be rough.
So incarceration is real structured. You know when you eat, you know when you sleep, you know when your laundry comes, you know when you make your bed.
Erica Croft says it's hard to relearn how to function outside of jail. She used to be a parent re-entry specialist for PB&J's program for dads. It's called Fathers Building Futures.
When you're dealing with somebody that comes from an incarceration environment, they have to present a certain way, mainly for survival. They have to be a different personality. They have to follow a different set of codes. It's like a subculture when they're incarcerated.
But even beyond that, Croft says, it's hard to get hired or to find someone who will rent to you, especially housing that's not back in the same old neighborhoods where you got in trouble. And she says ex-offenders sometimes don't have family support to help them get back on their feet.
They don't have the social networks that we take for granted. We don't have, oh, I can call my dad and get help with the rent. Because if you also think about it, a lot of these people's families are sharing the same economic burdens that they are.
Fathers Building Futures hooks dads up with a job, 20 hours a week in carpentry or car detailing for minimum wage. When people buy their wooden cutting boards or bring their wheels by for a scrub or shine, the funding goes back into the program. Stillcroft says the trick is trying to figure out how fathers can best acknowledge their past as they try to move forward.
We coach them in how do they address that one question. Well, I see that you've had these convictions. Well, there's no other explanation than I've made some mistakes. I'm doing these things to recover from it. I'm trying so that way I can get back to a relatively normal life.
Today, Joseph Shaw is the wood shop supervisor at PB&J. He's been clean for 4 years and had steady employment for 3. He says he wakes up every day thinking about how to see the Fathers Building Futures program grow and make sure other men have a place to land. He also has a wife and 2 kids that he can support now, a daughter, age 2, and a son, age 11.
It means the world to me. Like, this was the first year I ever got to buy my son's school supplies. Now that I am able to be what I was created to be, it feels good. Like, there is no other better feeling in the world.
Shaw says knowing that his family has what it needs is everything. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.